It's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vanceir Force Base, and today we're talking with Connor Campbell. Connor, I didn't get your rank.
I am a First Lieutenant.
All right, First Lieutenant Connor Campbell. Sir, welcome to the radio station. You've been here at Vanceir Force Base for a couple of years, coming to us from Colorado Springs. What got you in the Air Force in the first place?
Well, so it's a long story. I started off at a military academy. Wasn't sure what service I wanted to be in, but I wanted to serve. I did about a year at this Merchant Marine Academy and thought to myself, you know, I want to go Air Force now. Why am I suffering away at a military school and I can go to OU, have a much more normalized college experience and end up in the same spot? So
I got you. That was meant to be then. You're a contract specialist. What does that mean?
Well, so my profession is contracting. So essentially anything that the government needs, I'm in charge of procuring it, buying it. So a contract specialist is kind of the first step. Pretty soon here, I'll get my first warrant, which allows me to spend the government's money, and then I'll be a contracting officer.
I gotcha. And so we're talking about things like the, I don't know, stripes need to be painted on the parking lot. You got to find somebody to do that kind of stuff.
We currently have a contract for the road restriping. So.
Oh, good guess then.
Yeah, that was a great guess.
Beats the other thing I was going to talk about, toilets backing up.
We have a contract for that as well.
Well, there you go. All right. So... that makes you, you're hoping to be a warrant officer. Long-term goals. Is it fair to ask me that yet? You've only been at it for 2 years, but is it a fair question of, are you going to be retiring from the Air Force 20 years out, or what do you think?
It's a little early. I'm just taking it as it comes. I have no set goals on either getting out or staying in. It's just, you know, in 2 more years, if everything's going well and I like my job, I'll stay in, and I'll stay in until that changes.
Seems like you do like your job. I don't see it in your face when you're describing it. Okay, good stuff. When you're not doing the contracting work at the base, what do you like doing around here?
Mainly tennis. I played tennis in college for a year, and then I transferred to OU and dropped it, didn't play for 4 years straight. And there's a great tennis community out here, so I've play almost every single day now.
Tennis, not pickleball.
Oh, that's, yes. Pickleball is not for me. I have a stigma against pickleball players.
Me too. I'm a tennis guy, too, if I'm going to play. So, awesome stuff.
A better sport.
Colorado Springs, a little bit bigger than Enid, Oklahoma. Do you like living in a smaller town, or you like the bigger town better?
I like the smaller town, but if we could move Enid, Oklahoma, right up in the foothills of the mountains, I would
Be set. I mean, honestly, Pikes Peak's pretty darn gorgeous. So I'll give you that. The mountains are awesome. We've got Red River just down the road.
Yeah. One of my coworkers goes out there a lot. She says it's pretty.
Don't kid yourself. It's a drive, but it's not as far as Colorado. What would you like to see come to Enid, Oklahoma? That's not here.
It's pretty simple for me. I mean, I love going to the movies. So everybody probably wants a movie theater.
We all do.
I'm a huge Panda Express fan. So I would stay here long term if we had a Panda Express in the movie theater.
You know, I could see a Panda Express being right there at Cleveland and Garriott somewhere.
I could see it. I would support their business by myself. So much.
Connor, I appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for coming in, and good luck to you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it.